Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and coming up very soon is the Great Deer Chase. And so to talk about that and also to take a look at some of the other things about the trail system in our local area, I have Mark Norton here from the Sweet Town Trails Club, also Heather Brinegar, who is on the Great Deer Chase Committee. And folks, welcome to Copper Country Today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Mark, let's go ahead and slide that mic a little bit closer there. There you go. And so we got the Great Deer Chase. Why don't we just start with there and tell us about what it is.
Well, the Great Deer Chase is a cross-country mountain bike race. This year we have lengths of 30 miles, 15 miles. And for the kids, we have 3- and 5-mile events as well.
This has been going on for some time, right?
This is our 11th year.
Okay. Where is it held?
It's held at the Sweet Town Trails, which is near Calumet. The race starts on North 5th Street and ends up in downtown Calumet as well. But predominant amount of it is out there on the Sweet Town Trails. There's about 22 miles of single track that we use, as well as some of the ski trails.
Mm-hmm. Heather, there's a number of different races that take part in here in this area. What sets this one apart?
This is really family friendly, nice flowy trails. There is a race that no longer happens up here that used to happen in June, and so we're one of the few races left. We only really have two, other than the adventure race, but that's not too local. So this is just a nice family fun race that everybody in the family can ride on these trails, but there's also some really fun trails for those that are more skilled.
Now, Sweet Town Trails, I love the area. I've been up there cross-country skiing during the wintertime. I've not been biking down in those trails. Talk about just the experience of, you know, using the trails that way.
They're narrow. They're twisty and turny, but there's not a high consequence for error other than, you know, hugging a tree because of the proximity of the trees to the trails. Some people are a little intimidated by them, but when you're going 6 or 7 miles an hour, the perceived speed is more like 20 or 30 because of the closeness. But they're they're just a nice, get you in touch with nature type of trail system. And they just meander through the woods, up and down and back and forth. It just makes a really nice, smooth ride.
Absolutely. We have a wide variety of trails that you can ride here in the Copper Country, and some of it gets really, really technical. And so I think that some people are intimidated to go out and learn how to mountain bike. But I think Sweet Town really offers some really kind of low tech, you know, where you don't have a cliff on your on one side of you, so it's not, you know. So I think it's an excellent place for families to go and take their younger kids, you know, so that they can learn and get a taste of mountain biking on the single track trails. But that said, we have some trails that there are some days that I don't feel like doing because I don't have that energy too. So I think we have a nice variety of trails out there.
And I have heard stories too of people who are like, oh, you know, they come in from out of town and they want to, you know, do some mountain biking because they heard how great it is up here, and they say, okay, well, yeah, I hear those trails up in Copper Harbor on Brockway Mountain are great. I'm going to try those out. And I just bought my bike, and they go in and they come out and they're like, oh my gosh.
yes, exactly. In the past, I've helped teach kids to mountain bike, and I've gotten to do that at several different trail systems, and by far I like Sweet Town the best because I feel like it's not too daunting for people who are just learning to go out there and really have success out on the trails first go.
Now, I always appreciate when going cross country skiing the how well the trails are taken care of. Mm-hmm. Now, during the summertime, that effort has to continue.
Absolutely. I think it was 3 years ago, Mark, that we established Sweet Town Trail Elves. But before that, you were doing so much work.
Well, it wasn't just me. There's a number of us that have been trail elves, so to speak, for years, helping to maintain the trails. It's just that as the system has grown, I mean, we've got more than 22 miles of single track now. And that doesn't count the ski trails. And to maintain that, mowing it back, keeping the brush from encroaching in there, takes a fair amount of work. But, you know, we've grown more volunteers to take care of that. But I think a lot of the skiers need to realize just how much of an impact us summer trails people have for them, because mm-hmm. we mow their ski trails, part of it. The backcountry ski trail, most of that is cleared out by mountain bikers for them, so to use in the winter time. The snowshoe trails are now over bike trails. So a lot of those corridors are maintained in the summer by us as we keep the mountain bike trails open so that they can use them in the winter. So we do have a great impact. Plus, you know, you look at the money that the Deer Chase has raised, a lot of the equipment we have bought has been used primarily for ski trail maintenance, not so much bike trail maintenance. It just makes our job easier in the summer as well.
Right, yeah. Right now we have a core, well, we have about 20 people who are regular volunteers out there. Some have adopted trails, specific bike trails to maintain, and so they go and they mow and they lop those branches that would otherwise hit you in the face so that you have a nice riding experience. So we have about 20 people. Some of those are trail adoptees, and some of them just kind of every time we send out a notice for a work bee, they're always there. And it's really a lot of work for only 20 people to do. And so we're always recruiting more people that, you know, hikers, anyone who loves nature, loves the trails, whether they walk or ski or bike, we're always looking for more people to come out on work bees to lessen the load for everyone else. But the people that do come out put a lot of hours in. We have, well, Mark here himself has over 60 hours of volunteer, non-paid time working on the trails. And so we have hundreds of hours put in by all of our volunteers from this spring up until now.
Or if you have people who, you know, want to sort of share Mark's load a little bit and get involved, how do they do that?
They can email, they can actually email me or give me a call. So that's, I think, how we usually do it. It's, and I could give my email address.
Ahead.
It's habrenniger@gmail.com and just say, hey, I'm interested in helping out on the trails. And then we can add you to the Sweettown Trails group. So that way, whenever we have something that needs to be done, sometimes we'll get a call or an email, somebody saying, hey, there's a log down on the trail. I can't move it. Can somebody go out there? And then somebody will just, you know, when they have time, they'll take a chainsaw, get it out of there so that it clears a path. So that way you get those kind of messages if you'd like to, if you're available to go out and help. Or you can actually adopt a trail. I think there might, we might have like three or four trails that have not been adopted this year. And so that's, so the other trail elves pick up the slack and help. And help get those trails into shape. So, but they can email me, and I can put them on the list, and they can come out and help.
Heather, you're on the committee that's organizing the Great Deer Chase, and that's coming up August 15th. We're quickly approaching that time. Is you mm-hmm. still have space for people can register and be part of that race?
Absolutely. I think Mark, you can.
Oh, by all means. I mean, we're. Most of our people sign up the day of. It's surprising how many people from Marquette come up the day of. I think they check the weather. And if the weather's nice, they say, oh, we'll go up and we'll do the deer chase. So we get about half our registrations that morning. But there's plenty of room. I mean, I would think that the race would probably cap out at about 400 people. We've never even come close to that number. So there's plenty of time. If they want to pay by credit card, we have active.com. has the Deer Chase sign up there, and that's the best place, you know, if you want to use your credit card to sign up. And that's good until like the Thursday before the race. And other than that, you can come Friday evening at Cross Country Sports where we have registration. You can sign up then, or even Saturday morning. We have registration starting at 7:30 because we have the kids race early, and that's so we have it starting at 7:30 on Saturday morning. You can come then and sign up. So even at the last minute, you can still sign up for this race and participate. And I would encourage anybody, I mean, you don't have to be, you know, some hotshot mountain biker to participate in this race. I mean, you, if you're like me, I come to race against myself, you know, and maybe that one other guy I see in the lineup there that, you know, okay, he's as fat as I am, so maybe I'll see if I can beat him. But, you know, it's a way to support the trail system. I mean, this is our fundraiser for the summer trails. This is where we make our money. We don't charge a membership fee or a fee to use the trails. It's all by donation. And you know, the race is what buys the equipment and buys the gravel and things like that that we're using to improve the trail system out there. And so, you know, by either participating or volunteering to help out, you're supporting your local trail system.
Now, as far as a sport, mountain biking, now I enjoy bicycling, and I don't own a mountain bike, but I enjoy, you know, I enjoy being on a bike. If somebody's considering, you know, getting more into doing this, because it's another another way to enjoy our trails during the summertime, is it a grueling thing to do? Is it something that, you know, people that are at least physically fit enough to ride a bike, can they do this?
Anybody who's, you know, has reasonable bike handling skills can ride there. You just have to ride within your limits. There's parts of the trail system now that when I first started mountain biking, I pushed my bike up there. And now I'm like, why did I ever push my bike up this hill? I mean, I've gotten in better shape and my technique has gotten to the point where I, you know, climb those hills without much problem. So at first, understand there's going to be challenges. You know, there's certain roots and rocks on the trail that's part of mountain biking, and you're going to hit them, and they may stop you. Now, next year, you'll just ride right over them.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you know, have to realize there's going to be challenges, especially at first, of riding on a trail that's only 18 inches wide as far as the tread is concerned. The corridor is about 3 feet. You know, you're just going to have to kind of overcome the claustrophobic aspect. Some people are really paranoid about the trees being so close and having everything so close because they want things more open. That's one of the challenges, you know, mountain biking. Getting used to that, being on a tight trail, keeping the bike upright, not only balancing side to side, but also front and back. That's something else you have to add in there. As you're climbing a hill, you got to be a little bit back so that you don't lose traction on that rear tire, but you can't let the front one come off the ground. Again, a challenge.
Yeah, there's definitely a learning curve, but I think there are group rides around, and people that are, there's so many people that are always looking for someone else to ride with. When I first started riding, I didn't think that there was any way that I'd ever be, I guess, have enough courage to ride a mountain bike. And so I actually learned how to mountain bike on a tandem mountain bike, which other people think is crazy, but it was like I could just pedal and I didn't have to worry about the trees. I had blind faith. And that's the first time I did the deer chase was on a tandem mountain bike. And then the person that I did that with no longer wanted to do that. And so I was like, okay, so I either quit riding or I'm going to go out on the trails and figure it out myself. And I just kind of putzed at first. And then I got into where it was comfortable. And it's really not as daunting as it seems. You make it as hard as you want it to be. And just make sure that you're aware of what trails you're going to go down. I have gone down trails without looking to see the difficulty, and then then the beauty of it is you get off your bike and you walk your bike. There's no shame in walking. You know, you want to ride so that you can ride another day. So that's I think the lovely part of mountain biking is that if you get yourself into a pickle, and I have done that in Colorado Springs where I'm like, there's no bike should be down here. You get off and you walk, but then you gain skills every single time you go out, and it's really rewarding.
Oh, well, you're making it sound very intriguing. You know, something I would enjoy doing. Did my first snowshoeing last year, and I never had done that before. And up at Sweet Town Trails, you know, when I rented my snowshoes, the guy said, "Oh, you don't want to go to a groomed trail. You want to go off, you know, in the wilderness." I said, "No, I'll take the groomed trail." And I was like, "Oh, that's a long trail. Well, I can do it." Boy, was I tired when I got back. You know?
But it's worth it.
It was
you
definitely worth it. Yeah.
At the end, yeah.
Talking right now with Mark Norton and Heather Brinegar, we're previewing the Great Deer Chase on August 15th. So let's go to that day. How does that day look and how does it get started?
Well, it starts out at 9 o'clock a.m. as far as events are concerned. We have the Great Fawn Chase. Mm-hmm. And this year is the kids' race is very, very different from years past. They'll find that they're not going to be on the two-track ski trails as much. We're going to give them some more single track to ride, just like the adult race. Again, it's not going to be overly technical. We will tell you that no training wheels, please. We do have an untimed race that, you know, kids that have Strider bikes or training wheels, whatever, they can do that. But as far as the timed race, the 3 and the 5 mile, no training wheels because they'll get hung up. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not overly technical, but it will challenge the kids. And we've had kids, you know, 4 or 5 years old do this 3 mile race in the deer chase and done very well. So that starts off at 9. The start is going to be at the Chalet parking lot this year.
For the kids race
starts at the Chalet parking lot. They will end in downtown Calumet, so it's a point-to-point race for them. And as far as the parents, you know, they'll have time to see the kids, you know, start and then get in their car and drive downtown and see them finish. So it's not going to be or
on their bike.
On their bike, yeah. Bike actually distance. Be faster than a car.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Yeah. So, and we also encourage the parents, you know, if you want to ride with your child, you're more than welcome to. All we ask is just don't interfere with the other kids. You know, if there's another kid that wants to pass you, please let them by, you know, right away.
Is there an upper age limit for the kids?
The kids' races are for kids 14 and under.
Okay.
And it's surprising, we don't have many 14-year-olds because they're all doing the 15-mile race.
Right.
We've actually had kids as young as 8 years old do the 15-mile deer chase. Mm. So we have the kids' race at 9 o'clock. Their awards will be right after the race finish. And that'll still be in time for everybody to get over for the start of the Great Deer Chase. And that's at 11 o'clock. And the start of the deer chase actually begins the Calumet Classic Wields Parade at 11 o'clock. We're going to have a parade this year. Heritage Days is no longer, or at least not this year. So we have this Classic Wields, which is, if it's classic and it has wheels, it can be in the parade.
It can be in the parade.
And that, so the racers are going to start out of town at 11 o'clock, and that's going to be followed by a kids' bike parade. So, you know, any kids that either just finished racing or, you know, mom and dad are in the race and they want to decorate their bike and have a parade, they get to go next. And then I don't know what else they've got lined up for that, but they're going to have classic cars. I think they're going to park the cars.
Yes, it's a show as well. So, like Mark said, the Heritage Days parade is not happening this year. Don't know what its future is. Why that was a disappointment to us, because when we have our racers take off at 11, and then the parade would always come behind, so we'd get lots of people from the community to cheer on our racers, and then they get, you know, to watch the parade as well. And so we decided that we would try to put something together so that we could still get those crowds to cheer on our racers. And so we thought Classic Wheels, and so we're still looking for people who would like to join or be part of the parade. Okay. That goes down the length of 5th Street. Right now, I think I know that we have antique fire trucks, and then any classic cars. I think motorcycles, yep. anything really. And we really, really encourage people in the community to decorate your bikes. Decorate your bikes. You can do it with your kids. Your kids can just decorate it, whatever, and come and just be part of the parade.
If you want to be part of the parade, is it a good idea to register early for that to let you know that they're going to be there?
We would certainly like that. We will not send you away if you come with something cool to ride in the parade. We will not send you away. The lineup starts around 10, so between 10:30, we'd like you to be in place so that we know where in the parade to put you. We're not going to put any cyclists or little kids on bikes last because the cars will be throwing out candy. We don't want anyone to fall over and hit a piece of candy, but you don't have to register, but we would really like that, so we have an idea of how many people are coming. If you'd like to register or get information about being in the parade, the email is gdcclassicwheels@gmail.com. So the GDC is Great Deer Chase.
Okay.
Classic Wheels.
Yeah, you have a website too, don't you? The Great Deer Chase.
We do have a website for the deer chase.
You're on Facebook as well, and so Great Deer Chase is on Facebook. As far as a website for them,
our website is greatdeerchase.org.
There you go.
Yep.
You know, and in addition to the Classic Wheels Parade, This street is going to be closed off till 2 o'clock that day, so that all the cars, vehicles, fancy everything that's in the parade is going to park on Fifth Street, so that people can check out the cars, the bikes, the whoever comes to be in the parade. If you want to be in the parade and you don't have time to stay for the show, we still want you in the parade. If you want to come and be in the show and you don't want to be in the parade, that's okay too. Ideally, we'd love people to come and be in the parade and park till about 1:30 on Fifth Street. And then I believe we're also going to have a street fair where the businesses along there are going to bring out tables. And so it'll be a really nice event for people who are coming and waiting for their family members to finish the race. They have something to do. They can check out the cars. They can check out what our local businesses have to offer. And so it should be a good time for everyone.
Yeah, that does sound like a very good time. Great way to spend early part of a Saturday there in downtown Calumet with most of those stores open. Mm-hmm. Get something to eat while you're waiting for everybody to return.
Absolutely.
Take a round, look at the cars and other classic mm-hmm. vehicles. If you got a classic wheelbarrow, if you got wheels,
Do it. True. Do it. There's some cool wheelbarrows. Yeah. Right.
Or even classic bicycles. If you got an old, with the front spring suspension, bring that, definitely bring your old bike.
There's a couple of guys out there right now I know who have the actual bikes that were used in the movie Superior.
Fantastic.
It would be nice if they showed up with those bikes.
That would be great. And if you don't have a bicycle to ride, if you don't have a classic bike, I know that there are some people who have said, I've got a bike, I just can't ride it because they're doing something else, maybe volunteering helping out with the race or something like that. So I know I have a bike, pretty cool old bike that is rideable, that if somebody wanted to ride it, that would be great. And I know a couple of other people have said that as well. Mm. So
you mentioned the lineup for the parade. Where does that take place?
That is at the north end of Fifth Street. So at the intersection of Pine and Fifth is where the lineup is going to start.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like a great day with the kids race and then the big race. Big race is long here. It's 15 and 30 miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's all on the Sweet Town Trails, or are you going where else?
Well, it's all mostly on the Sweet Town Trails. We leave town, we get out on the Sweet Town Trail system, and you meander all over the place out there, and then you come back into town. So that's about the only time you're not on the Sweet Town Trail system. Mm-hmm. And we utilize just about 90% of the single track in the race. One of the things that we tout is that the fact we've got about 50% single track in our races. It's a good attraction for people, especially when they're coming out of town. That it's totally different than some other races where they got you on old logging roads and mm-hmm. stuff like that. We have a little more challenge in that, you're trying to maintain speed on these tight and twisty corners and stuff like that without hitting the trees.
Right, yeah, it's pretty exciting. And then throughout, there's little in the planning of the race of the course, it's planned for, because people do want to pass. We want people to have those opportunities, so we get them out on two track for a minute or two, so they have chance to pass, and then they get to dive back into the single track. So
Now, just based on the history of the race, if you're looking to catch the people coming back in, when do you expect bicyclers to start returning?
Usually the first 15-miler is going to come in about an hour 10, hour 15, somewhere in there. I did lengthen the course ever so slightly, so I'm probably thinking about hour 12 or something like that for that first guy to come in there. The long race, I think Tyler was in just under 2 hours on the 30-mile. Mm-hmm. He's won it the last 4 years. I don't know if he's gonna show up this year or not, but we've had Tyler Gauthier from Marquette. So if there's anybody out there that can beat him, please show up and come. We'd like him to be dethroned this year. Nice guy. I mean, he's a good biker. Handles his bike well. But we also lengthened the long race, so it could be, might be 2 hours, closer to 2 hours this year for the long racer to come in. So be about 1 o'clock, just before 1 o'clock, that you expect those long racers to come in.
Yeah, and it is pretty exciting when they are coming in. Everyone is pumped and they've got, their they're pumping their bikes pretty hard. So it's, and it's really nice for us to come out there and cheer for those cyclists, because I mean that's pretty grueling to go that hard for that long. So anyone who wants to come out and just cheer people on, it's a nice energy out there.
The Great Deer Chase taking place August 15th. You can register now, or you can register the day of. Early is always better, I think. Yes. But you also see it take part in the Calumet Classic Wheels Parade that is going to be starting off at 11 o'clock on that Saturday. Lineup is on the end of north end of 5th Street, where it intersects with Pine. Anything that's classic, anything that's old, anything that has wheels, go ahead and take part in that and make it a great day in Calumet, as it always is. Mark Norton and Heather Brinegar have been my guests as we preview the Great Deer Chase again, August 15th. Coming up in Sweet Town Trails. Mark and Heather, thank you for coming on the program.
Thanks for having us.
Cover Country Today, we'll be right back.